intentional element that's involved in this.
Okay, so let me do this. Text me to remind me, and I will tune into it later for you. Yeah, because with the pressure, I won't get anything right now. Okay. Hi, welcome. So nice to have you join us. Hi, how can we help you?
I just honor your thing, so whatever your process is, whatever you need to do.
Okay.
My name is Michael.
And what was the last part?
Michael,
okay. Well, that was an important part. All right, one moment, please. So do you like witchy kind of stuff? You have a lifetime when you were amazing, a witch, a good witch, amazing, like the best of the best of the best. And apparently there's some kind of hierarchy, and you were like all the way on the top. I would not want to get on your bad side, my friend. I really wouldn't, because I feel like you still have those abilities. And you're aware of that, yes? Yeah. Okay.
Only for good.
Only for good. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that, because you are so powerful. I mean, you really are very powerful. I could probably heal his mole. I mean, you really are powerful.
We were just doing that.
Of course you were. Of course you were. Okay, so we know we're very powerful. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Michael.
And say it one more time.
Michael.
You got some balancing to do with your heart. One moment, let me figure that out for you, because it's going to be so good for you. Oh my gosh, I'm just tickled for you. One moment, please, honey. And say your name one more time.
Michael.
And say it one more time.
Michael.
And say it one more time.
Michael.
Home is where the heart is. It's got to do with opening up to love for self. There's a little bit more healing. I feel like you avoid it sometimes. I don't know, you don't want to get hurt. You don't want to have to feel the pain of the past. I don't know what's going on, but it is your journey, and this is a lifetime of completion. So I feel like what you think is just going to overwhelm you really isn't. Like, I'm literally looking at a tiger that when you have the courage, or a lion, when you have the courage to go up to it, it becomes like this little cute cub. Like, literally nothing. It's to be honest, the fear of dealing with it is so much more agonizing than the actual experience. It is holding you back is the problem. Because, and I'm getting blue lights saying, confirming that, because this is about really embracing yourself in totality. And it's almost like they're saying, you know, we want him back, we want him whole. Because I keep getting the lights, there's a part of self that it's almost like a stray child or something that you're leaving out in the backyard. I know it sounds like inner child work or whatever, but it's essential to, they're showing me a jigsaw puzzle. I've got the whole puzzle completed, and I literally just have like two or three pieces to put in, and I'm all done. And I've been working on, they want me to go on, so I am. I've been working on the puzzle for hours now. It's like one of those big 5,000 piece puzzles, and I'm down to two or three pieces. It's essential that you complete, because I do feel like you have opportunities that are awaiting you that are being held up or stalled by this, like almost like a little bit of like an avoidance thing. And when I say that, it's with so much love, because I have been the master avoider in the past. But anyway, so this is about your day of reckoning. This is about, and say your name again.
Michael.
This is about being willing to come clean with self. It's not about you got to go to anyone else to get this healing at all. It's really about bringing in all your loving guides, all your loving angels, whatever it is for you, and really opening yourself up to arrive. Because as you do, and say your name one more time. And say it one more time. As you do, I feel like you bring forth something very good that then is then going to reflect this love for self. So it may be like a life partner, it may be some other kind of mirror. It's going to be some mirror that's going to reflect the love that you're now willing to own for you. Because what I want to see is like that love cycling, like it's just cycling, and right now there's like a little bit of a dam, it's a little bit of a block. Not on the physical heart, the physical heart's fine, but in terms of that spiritual healing. You're so good. You are such a lover. I mean, you really, really are. You really are, and you're gonna make me cry. You really are, because you are such a lover. It's time to bring that love to self. You're going to bring forth some kind of mirror. It's either going to be a relationship or a business, but it's going to be something substantial that's going to be a mirror reflecting that self-love that you're now willing to present. Please follow through with the message. Please, please, please. Okay? All right.
May I give a couple quick messages to
people? Would you do that after we close? Because we're just about to close. Yeah, and I'm sure there are good messages too.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, we're going to work with him after.
Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Indeed, we are complete, yes, but not without grace. In other words, we ask you to receive the upgrades lovingly. We ask you to receive them with devotion for yourself. You see, what we bring to Michael, what we offer him, is an exchange pass. In other words, we will take some of the life trespasses against self and cancel clear, dismiss. Understand? We are inviting each of you to do the same, to bring forth that which is the wear and tear, and allow us to present you with new energy, new wares, new discoveries of yourself. We surround you with light and love and our continued blessings. Allow us to present to you, to be one with you, to help you experience life to the fullest, to the grandest. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, everyone.